Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to have Realty Radio. David Farnborough is going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, though, in part one, our good friend Promise Bakken is going to be with us, Marketing and Communication Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you. How you been?
Good morning. Good to see you, too. I've been great. How have you been?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. We got so much to talk about today. You guys are so busy over there. But if you don't mind, I do want to rewind really quick and just hear how things went with the event the other week.
Oh, it's our annual awards meeting. Yeah. Or, you know, 77th annual awards meeting banquet.
So, I thought it was the 77th, and I was afraid to say it because I wasn't sure if I was right. But how did that go?
Overall, I think it went really well. I think we had around 250 people, you know, show up to it. We had Janelle Haferman from Haferman Counseling be our Mission Moment speaker, and we had some really great awards that were awarded out throughout the night. I have Dan McCarville from Hartel Monuments won the Business Professional of the Year, and it just touched a soft spot for me because he's also in our leads group and he's very active in the community. So that's one of the ones that I really was happy to see happen, you know. So
that's good to hear. And a shout out to him and all the award winners and nominees and everything. It's such a cool thing that you guys do over there, and a nice opportunity for us to highlight so many of our great individuals in our community. And I want to thank you guys for treating Pam well. I know that she had a good time down there, too. So thank you for that.
I was just talking to her about it. She had a really good experience. She was happy with everything. And then she was excited that she got to dress up a little bit. And we did see a lot of people dressing up. So I was pretty happy about that. It was
I really plan on being at next year's, in part so that I can – I don't get to dress nice very often. Oh. So just if anything for that. But it's a great event. Yeah. We're looking forward to next year's. And we're looking forward to the legislative breakfast. That is right around the corner, Promise.
Yeah, actually. So we're gearing up to close registration pretty soon on this one. So I know we've been saying that it closes on March 14th, but we are filling up pretty fast, especially today. We've been having a lot of registrations coming through today, so we might actually fill up and sell out. So if you're interested in attending legislative breakfast, it's March 21st over at Mid-State Technical College, and it's from 7 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. And I would register today if you can get in on our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com and register there, or give us a call. We can register you too on our end as well. But this is a really great one to come to. We sit down, we have some breakfast, and we hear some, you know, updates from the legislators and local community representatives. And there's also an opportunity to ask questions from the floor. So if you are an attendee, write down your questions. There'll be time for those to be answered towards the end. And just a shout out to our sponsors on this one: U.S. Bank, Findorf, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Enbridge, Domtar, and Mid-State Technical College. We couldn't do this event without their sponsorship, so thank you.
Big shout out to them, and a big thank you to all the representatives and all the people that are going to be coming down for this and everything. This is an important one. It becomes more and more important every year, and I'm fortunate I get to speak with Senator Teston, Representative Krug once a month, and I talk to these guys on air and off air, and I cannot stress enough to people out there how important these are to them. This is an opportunity for them to hear straight from you, like eye to eye, you know, straight up, and being able to ask your questions, the ones, and they want to answer. Mm-hmm. They want to listen to their constituents. Regardless of where you fall politically and whether you agree or disagree with these gentlemen, I will put my name on this. These guys care about this community, and they want to hear from you, whether we agree or disagree. I will encourage people to act like adults. I will encourage people to be on your best behavior and all that, in part because I think we need to get back to that. So here's a great opportunity for it, as well as a great opportunity for you to ask these questions to our representatives straight up. They want to hear from you. I appreciate Mid-State hosting this, all of these great sponsors, certainly all the people coming down to be, you know, talked to, and the chamber for hosting this and having an event like this. It is too good of an opportunity to miss out on, everybody. If you want to be a part of this, register now. Like, I wouldn't wait until the 14th. I would not wait on this one. And it's interesting how these things happen, Promise, because sometimes we were talking about an event for a month, and then all of a sudden, like a week before, that's right around the corner. So it gets lost in the shuffle sometimes, and it's understandable. But get to that, get over to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and register today, everyone. And registration is filling up quick, so keep that in mind. Careers Unlimited Job Fair is right around the corner as well.
Yeah, so our Careers Unlimited Job Fair is going to be held on April 2nd at the Lincoln High School. We are now accepting booth registrations. I think there is about a handful left. It's first come, first serve. We're filling up on that one as well. If you're interested in participating, I would register for that one because the deadline's on the 12th for that one as well. One of the great things about this one, too, is we're going to have about 100, you know, high school students funnel through the job fair prior to opening it to the general public. And I think that gives them a great opportunity to experience firsthand what a job fair looks like, feels like, how they should behave, how they should dress, and get that face-to-face interaction with, you know, businesses that are hiring. So that's, if you're a company in town that is looking to hire younger talent for, you know, some of those more physical jobs, this is a great opportunity to be, you know, right in front of 100 high school students that are actively looking for, you know, employment.
Everything I was saying before about asking our representatives questions face to face, here's the same type of thing for, you know, employees out there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one.
You mentioned the registration deadline. That's March 12th?
Yep. Okay. That's this week as well. So, like I said, there is a couple of booth spaces open. I could be completely wrong on that, but from what I'm hearing, I think there's about a handful left. There might be, you know, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10. But I know that we're trying to fill it with, you know, 40 to, you know, 60 booths there. So it's going to be a bigger one, especially with a space like over at Lincoln High School. Yeah. There's an opportunity to really have a lot of booths there.
I've actually been to a job fair at Lincoln back when I was a senior over there and everything, and it was a game changer for me. Yeah. I did not find my future job there. I didn't find necessarily a future career there. What I was able to do was really talk to businesses and people and ask questions and understand a little bit more about, oh, this industry, okay, well, maybe this isn't for me. Or, oh, wow, I never would have thought of this.
Right.
I never would have. I love radio. I really do. But like a lot of people out there, I like listening to radio. I never thought about being on it.
Yeah.
Even as a young actor and all those things. The job fair really opened my mind to more where can I take my skill set? Yeah. I've got this particular skill set. What can I do with it? And, oh, I didn't even know this fit my skill set in some of that. Or things that I enjoy doing. There's so many of those questions you're able to ask right there.
Yeah.
And there's the other part of this, too, where we have a fear, and understandably to a degree, of the people skills in our younger generation and them having more opportunities for that. Here's a great opportunity for that.
Right.
And a great opportunity for you as a business to help with that, to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, like you touched on, Promise, how much people are looking for good young employees and everything.
Right.
Here's an opportunity not only to do that and let people understand your industry a little bit better, but even just you don't know who they're going to tell.
Right.
So I came across a place that did staining. And did some of that and everything. And I've done a lot of that work in my life, but it wasn't what I was looking to do for a career. But my best friend was.
Yeah.
And I told him about it. And that's what he ended up doing.
So
you just don't know who you might connect with or who might share this information.
Right.
There's so many levels of opportunity with this. Are there, you mentioned booths are still available. Are there any sponsorships available still?
Nope. Again, I left that in there, but...
Oh, that's good news. Yeah. That's great.
We were looking for one more, but we did sell that last week.
Right.
So all of our sponsorships are full for this one. But, you know, another great way of getting your business in included is doing the booth there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think another great thing about the job fair, too, is that, you know, it's really easy to, you know, just drive down 8th Street and not even realize how many businesses you're passing. So the job fair will provide an opportunity for all the businesses that are actively looking for, you know, employees, you know, upcoming soon here. So
I do this job. I talk to multiple people a week about things going on in our community. And I kid you not, everybody, I did not know there was a Marshalls in town. I didn't know. It took me like probably 2 weeks after it was open or something like that before I finally realized it was there. And I am very in tune with this community.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Marshalls. I'm glad to have you in town. Welcome them here. But I just use it as an example. When my family moved to the west side of Rapids, we didn't know about the Little Pink Restaurant. And my parents went there for years went there for quite a while before they retired and everything. There's so many great businesses in this area, and we're very fortunate to have this. This is a kind of a good problem to have in some ways, where there are businesses that get lost in the shuffle, but that's all the more reason for you to be a part of something like this and get your business out there.
Right. I agree.
Again, if people want to register for this one, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, be sure to head on over there. We'll give you a phone number to call as well before we wrap up today. Or actually, it's a different number. So you want to give that one for if people want to be a part of the Careers Unlimited Job Fair?
Yeah, if they want to just call Laura Bonner Ridgeway directly and sign up for the Career Fair, her direct line is 715-422-4860. And I do believe she is in office today and the rest of the week. So.
Oh, very cool. Networking at Night is coming up, one of our favorite events you guys host.
Yeah, Networking at Night is on March 17th over at Paper City Savings Bank on 8th Street there from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. So this one is it's an opportunity for our members to network together, and we also have it open to future members. So if you're in town and you have a small business and you're trying to figure out ways of expanding or growing or increasing your exposure in the community, this is a great one to come to. Not only will you be able to meet other members, but then we'll be able to give you some information on membership for the chamber as well, and include all the things that we do for our members, give you some information there as well. There's going to be raffle prizes, and I'm wondering if they're going to do a Mardi Gras theme.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be cool. That'd be a good idea. Yeah.
But then I'm also very excited for, others to see their new building, renovations?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the outside of it looks really pretty.
It really does. Yeah. I'd love to see how it looks on the inside, too. Shout out to our friends at Paper City Savings Bank, too. Great people over there.
Yes.
And always putting into the community, too. And hosting an event like this just shows that even more. It'll be nice to see the new building and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's something that Promise and I talk about every time we get together and we talk about these. So much of what the Chamber does is certainly helping our local businesses be promoted and get them out there and all these things. Another key part of what the Chamber does is giving people an opportunity to communicate and to run into each other for synergy, for camaraderie, for fellowship, for all these things. We want business A and business B to be able to work together. Right. We want nonprofit A and B to work together. Right. But we also just love the idea of community members just being able to interact and talk and hang out and share likenesses and things. Right. And it only brings us closer as a community and stronger together as a community. Yeah. I love talking to people. I remember when you guys first started doing this and I would have people come in and talk about, oh, you got the chamber coming up. Tell them I love this event. Aww. Tell them I ran into so-and-so and I haven't seen them since high school or something along those lines.
Yeah.
While the event is great to get these businesses out there and to even see businesses, maybe you haven't seen the new Paper City Savings building, and this is a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Those are all great reasons, but I love the fact that we have this organic kind of thing happen with this as well, where it's, people getting to run into each other and people getting to talk and communicate in person, not through text or social media, but just hanging out. We just don't have enough of that in life. And I love that you guys do this, along with certainly all the opportunities that we have here where, I didn't think that this business and this business could work together very well. But you know what? I think we have something here. Let's talk this out. And you're able to do that through these events.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. And then one of the things that I kind of want to piggyback off some of the comments you made about that face-to-face interaction is I think I should mention that we have a new program called the Community Connection Program. And what this is, it's a program that allows our employers in their community to reach out to us. They have a new hire that they're trying to recruit. So they're trying to sell their business, their company, but they're kind of needing help selling the community. And that's where we can step in at the chamber. So if you have those new hires that are flying in for interviews and you kind of want somebody to sell the community for you, reach out to us. We have some great package deals. We take them out on tours. We get to know them a little bit better, know what they're interested in, if they have a family, what kind of extracurricular activities they like to do. And then we highlight those areas in our community for that person, for your company. So Stacy Keevy is a great person to reach out to for that one. Otherwise, you can reach out to me directly as well. You can give us a call at 715-422-4861. And this is really a great program. I did some training on it with Stacy because she's done a couple of the tours prior too. One with Lauren from ERCO Worldwide.
Cool.
And she's now on our board. She said that the tour was like fabulous and is what kind of sold her on the area. We can show you where there's available like housing, you know, what kind of communities you would like to live in. And then we can show you where the stores and, you know, the good food is. And it, I think that the anybody that's looking to hire from recruits, a potential hire from out of state, could really use, you know, our services in helping sell the community, because we have so many assets in the areas, and the business itself wants to sit there and focus on, you know, what they can offer their employee. But then once you're outside of that building, there's kind of like these gaps that we want to fill in for our members.
You know, Promise, my one problem with this is that it wasn't around 20 years ago when I moved to this area. I would have loved to be a part of it.
Yeah.
This is such a cool idea. Yeah. What a fantastic idea. And our community is growing.
Yep.
and getting stronger, whether it's a bit new businesses we see in town here, mm-hmm. or it's new individuals to run, you know, be in those buildings and everything. This is a great opportunity for those families to really just understand, yeah. what our community is like and what it is to be a part of this, yeah. area. The opportunity along with that to kind of be able to promote certain our businesses in general,
right.
and just our schools, all of the, yeah. above. Again, while the chamber focuses, or you may think the focus is on businesses and that, there's certainly some focus there, but the chamber is about promoting Rapids.
Right.
The chamber is promoting this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way of doing that, and also really... I think showing what a great way to be able to show people what we're about.
You know,
I don't know if I'm wording that right or very well, but I feel like the intent is there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd put in the words what it is to be in this area or live in this area.
Right.
But this shows you how,
yeah.
it is.
And yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, we will physically drive your potential new hire or the person you're trying to recruit to areas of interest tailored to that person to help sell the community and help sell that business for you, so you can have, we like to keep our talent in the area.
Yes.
So that's one of the other reasons too why we decided to launch this program, and we're ready. We're ready for people to reach out, and we're ready to start taking tours for new hires.
This has been an issue since we were kids, not just, yeah. in Rapids here, but in all rural communities, and, yeah. hanging on to your talent.
Yeah.
One of the things that's been, I think, encouraging to see is a lot of that talent either staying there or coming back to the,
right.
area,
yeah.
after school or after, mm-hmm. they do a job here and they come back here or something along those lines. But I think just as encouraging is seeing this new,
right.
blood come into town and,
yeah.
some of this new life being brought into town. It's all very positive and,
yeah.
and very encouraging. Yeah. Today is 5 years since the COVID-19 hit, really, and,
right.
it was announced as an epidemic. And I'm very big on perspective.
Yeah.
And I saw this as an opportunity for us to be able to kind of all take a step back and have some perspective on our given area here in central Wisconsin. And around the country, there are a lot of places that are hurting pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not making light of anybody struggling out there, but our area is doing pretty good in consideration.
Yeah.
And I think it's never bad the idea to appreciate that, but also to appreciate the people that help that. I think the chamber is a major part of that. I think,
right.
that promoting these local businesses is a big part of why we're doing well and why we're thriving and bringing in new people and new businesses.
Yeah.
So all the more reason to have a program like this.
Yeah.
If there's somebody out there hearing this and they'd like to learn more about that program, Promise, to contact you, or as you mentioned, Stacy,
yep.
can we get that information,
yep.
again?
Yep, you can contact me directly or Stacy Keevy. You can give us a call at our office line at 715-423-1830, or we do have some information on our website right now, and our emails are listed as well. So.
And speaking of the website, Promise, you teed me up perfectly there. As we're talking about the job fair and some of these other things, I want to remind our audience and employees or employers out there that another great thing about your website is the workforce segment and the economic development,
yep.
segments on there. We don't always get a chance to touch on those things. They're great resources for anybody,
right.
out there.
Yeah.
If somebody out there is looking for employment and maybe you're not seeing the jobs you were hoping for on other websites or anything like that,
yep.
please check out the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's website, and especially to any businesses out there. If you're looking to advertise, this is as local as you get.
Right, yeah.
It's straight right local. So it's a great opportunity to be really get a lot of that in-between stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
And just no middleman, none of that. Mm-hmm. You're straight up with the employee. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you are a member, you can post as many open job positions as you'd like on our job board. That's a free benefit for our members, and there's no cap on those or limits on those. You can have 10 jobs one day and 20 jobs the next day. If you need to hire a whole new staff, you can put all those positions on there for free.
What a great resource. Yeah. And there's other great resources along with everything Promise and I just talked about, all at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and keep it handy because you're going to be using it a lot. There's a lot of great events going on, a lot of good things happening. Promise, we're going to wrap up here. Before we do, if people have follow-up questions, they would like to reach out to you or the chamber and ask more, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can definitely give me a call at my direct line at 715-422-4856 or shoot me an email at marketing at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Be sure to reach out to Promise with all of those needs that you have and be a part of these events, everybody, and promote these events as well. Follow the Chamber on social media, especially on Facebook.
Yes.
When you see them post things, share them on your page. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. It's a great way to also help the Chamber promote your area. And by doing that, you're helping our economy.
Yeah.
And all you did was hit share. That's it. And you impacted our community. So it's a great way of doing that. And always great talking with you, Promise. Say hi to the team over there for us. We'll see you soon.
All right.
And we encourage you to stick around. We got more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.